Good evening, Fairford and Dublin. Rescue hold one moment.
No, because they're doing it upside down and, like, backwards. You. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
We appreciate your call. And
this
your
is Wuppy
waiting.
Whipsaw.
Your call is very important to us.
Every May 21st, 2026, it is 8:30 and 35 seconds post-meridian. This is the first call. Welcome to the show, as they say. This guy is quick to put me on hold with this fucking...
We know your time is valuable.
Line.
Thank you for holding.
Yeah, you know my time is valuable. That's why you put me on hold, you motherfucker. Oh, I don't even have time to put the, find the good bed music. Oh, there we go. No, because hello. They're doing it like backwards and upside down here, and I'm not sure like how you do, like if that's even allowed at the property here.
What is it?
They're doing their rooms and the reservations like backwards and upside down.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Like whenever I'm looking at it, it's backwards and upside down.
What's backwards and upside down? The reservation?
In the rooms too.
Are you checked in?
I want to be. I'm not sure if you'll like all the papers I have or not, though.
Okay, you're going to have to hold on 1 second.
I'm a little bit anxious about it. Oh, my goodness. Sir? No. Oh, no. Wait, where's my... I guess they're busy there or something. I kind of have no ideas aside from just saying that, which is pretty fun.
I already forgot what you said.
Me too.
Thank you for calling Hampton Inn in Dublin, Georgia. How can I help you?
Welcome in Dilshoin. How are you?
I'm sorry?
Welcome in. To hotel?
I can't understand.
The hotel?
Yes.
Welcome in. How do I get welcome in to a hotel?
How do you get into the hotel?
Welcome in the hotel.
Vacuum? I'm sorry, I'm not able to understand.
There will be a welcome in.
Vacuuming?
Yes.
Our housekeeper doesn't come until tomorrow.
Okay.
What room are you in?
Welcome in the hallway.
In the hallway?
Yeah.
What floor?
Two.
On the second floor? Okay. I'll check it out. Thank you for letting me know.
Два.
Vacuum the floor?
Yes.
Okay. I'll come up and check it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Somebody else. It's somebody else's turn. Oh no, I accidentally...
Yo, O'Donnigan's got a funny song.
O'Donnigan. A lot of ones here. It's Hootis. I think Hootis has to do it.
Looking to the doctor to help you.
Hey, Jack.
Oh, she hung up.
That was messed up.
Not very patient with her.
That was messed up.
This reality is really screwed up.
I definitely.
Boy, are you at Walmart?
Customer needs assistance in self checkout.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Customer needs assistance in self checkout.
Actually, Home Depot.
Can I help you?
To be.
Hello?
Home JC. Can I help you?
It's Jeff. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm outside. Thank you.
Choose your payment type.
I'm outside and there's this guy with like these turntables. And like this
with
microphone.
What now? With what now?
He's got two turntables and a microphone. He's got two turntables and a microphone.
No. Did you mean to call Home Too Sweet?
Yeah.
Would you like an e-receipt?
Yeah.
Thank you for shopping at the Home Depot.
Are you cool?
What an odd man.
Yeah, that guy was funny too.
He said no about it. He said no. Who's going now? Still you?
Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suites, Dublin.
Or is it
for a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Where you at, Wild One? Where you at? You got two turntables on the microphone?
Or? I'm here.
Quality Inn, this random, I help you.
Yeah, this is the Marriott. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, this is the Marriott hotel, and I know you guys are talking mess back about it because we keep on getting, like, like weird. I don't know. You guys call us and saying you guys are better than us. I don't know why you guys are doing this to us. It's just a weird. Like we're not.
Okay, excuse we're not me. Trying to be, what is this?
We're well. You guys are calling us saying you guys are doing talking mad smack about us. We're just trying to do our jobs. It's the Marriott.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can tell, lady. Well, I just want you guys to stop it. Stop it, please.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah. I have no idea.
Well, one of you guys, one of your hotel staff or the guests are talking and then playing pranks on us, saying that you guys are better than us.
Where are you at?
We're in your area. We're right next to you. We're literally like not like a few blocks, but we're in the local area.
In Dublin?
Yeah, Dublin.
And what's the name of your hotel?
Marriott.
The Marriott.
That's
okay,
correct.
I don't even think we have a Marriott here.
Yeah, it's a likely story. You would say that.
Okay, well, all right then. Okay.
I just want you, bye-bye. You guys, to please stop it.
Okay,
all right,
bye
bye. I love you.
All right.
I just want
Marriott free zone.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. It's Wappy Whipsaw every May 21st, 2026. It is 8:42 and 2 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Daylight savings is in effect. I'm Wappy, your Oaks River file jockey this evening. Live in the studio, we have Hootis, Carthor, O'Donegan, Wild One, and Wappy.
Let's go.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. One of the audience is boarding a plane.
I'm speaking, how am I first here?
Yeah, you're sort of Marriott free zone, aren't you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You guys are a Marriott free zone down there?
A Marriott free zone? I don't know what you mean, as in like there is no Marriott?
Exactly. We don't want to see any Marriott hotels when we come down there and start renting rooms and stuff.
Got it. Okay, yeah. There's really not that many Marriotts. I don't think there really is one in town yet.
Because they banned me from all the Marriotts. They said, pack up your bags and leave, and then I did it.
Okay.
And I stayed out of like the in-group for a couple months, and I came back in, and then the head guy in charge, he told me to leave.
Okay.
He said go. If you're just going to be annoying and unfunny, just go. That's what he told me.
Got it.
So I left. I left, dude. And it's been real hard, and it's been a month, and I've been crying and stuff, but I left. Huh? Are you okay?
Yeah, how can I help you? What do you need?
Well, I want to make sure you guys aren't, I'm not going to get weird down there, too. Oh, he hung up. welcome in the show.
I got you.
Who wants to go? O'Donegan.
That's what I was thinking, O'Donegan.
Yeah. If you want to go. I'm not... Oh, the mumble chat doesn't scroll. Oh, Rosin left, damn it.
He comes and goes.
Like a karma chameleon.
He's free-spirited. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you for calling Baymont by Wyndham, Dublin. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation.
Thank you for calling Baymont in Dublin.
If you know the extension of the guest you wish to reach, you may dial it now. Oh. To make a reservation, or speak to a member of our staff.
Does that work?
Your call is being transferred. Extension you have dialed does not answer, and there is no voicemail box set up for this extension.
Oh, what a... I like the tone of her voice. We'll try the front desk. I was trying to call a room, but it didn't.
Thank you for calling Baymont by Wyndham, Dublin. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
Thank you for calling Baymont in Dublin. If you know the extension of the guest,
please hold while your call is being transferred. All calls may be monitored or recorded for training purposes.
Perfect. I'm not sure if it does room numbers like that. I press zero a bunch.
Interesting. Is that you?
Thank you for calling Baymont and Dublin. This is Cheyenne. How may I help you?
Cheyenne, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I have a few questions.
All right.
First of all, you guys are not affiliated with the Marriott, right?
Not that I know of.
Because I used to spend all my time there, and now the head guy hates me.
We're not.
Okay, and then the second question?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anywhere... Because I'm coming in from C. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's anywhere for me to park my boat.
Maybe like on the side. Like when you come up, there should be like a big area.
Okay. I've got like a whole deck full of seamen here, and they're eager and they're lined up and ready to go, basically.
Right.
Is there anywhere where we can hoist or throw the rope on the thingy?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't need my little sailboat sailing away whilst I'm sleeping in the room here.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I was figuring I could just hoist my boat up there and, you know, maybe get somewhere to hitch it up pretty good and tight.
Yeah, there should be somewhere out there you could do it.
Yeah. You guys don't have any, you don't have any privateers or pirates out there, do you?
No.
I got about 15 tons of gold in that boat. Välkommen, der Sonnen.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Dublin. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please...
Who wants to go?
That's okay, Whoopi.
Okay.
I would like to go.
Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Super 8, located in historic Dublin, Georgia. You may dial 0 at any time during this message to reach the attendant.
Why did it ring like 50 times to get to a voice message?
Short silence.
Yeah, stupid.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
That's the best message ever.
Thank you for calling A's Inn by Wyndham, Dublin, Georgia. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation.
Thank you for calling A's Inn. This is Anna. How may I
help you? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Days Inn. This is Anna. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a complaint to lodge against you guys' hotel.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
I have a complaint to lodge against you guys' hotel. Did you hear that?
Okay, what's the complaint?
Well, you guys keep on discriminating against me because, like, I know you guys are looking at me because I have bloated head syndrome, and I sweat a lot, and it's not my fault, and like I'm just tired of you guys looking at me, like it's not my fault, you know. I was a Wish You Kid Foundation, you know what I mean? Like I even got to meet Ryan Gosling, you know what I mean? Ryan Reynolds Gosling, because of that. But and now you guys are just, I just feel like I'm being an outcast, you know. Not the one that goes, hey, y'all, but you know what I mean?
I'm so sorry, but who is this? What room are
this
you
is
in,
us.
Hotel? You in one of the rooms that we have now?
Well, you should know I am, because I feel like I'm being looked upon disgustingly.
I don't know,
you know
who you are.
I'm just trying to make my... Well, I know you don't know who I am personally, because I really don't know you that well. But I just feel like the whole, you guys, I'm just grouping you guys together. It's tearing me apart. You don't have to deal with this every single day, chronic bloating head syndrome, you know? And, you know, my wife Tiff is like, oh, yeah.
Against people because they have something wrong with them. Are you, okay, I'm not saying you, but I'm just...
You should be sorry. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Okay, I am going to hang up now because you were being very rude. I don't know you, nor have I ever discriminated
I just feel
against
like
anybody.
You guys are being...
So if you have a complaint...
I'm not saying you, I'm just saying your hotel. I just told you I have a complaint. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying you guys all... I'm just saying not you particularly.
Okay, well,
I just want you guys to be better. You know what I mean?
Somebody. Mm-hmm.
Don't get that sassy, alright? I'm not trying to be sassy. I'm just telling you how it is. I'm a free speaker and a free thinker.
Must be so funny.
That was coffee. I'm sorry.
I don't know
if she was transferring me. I can't really.
It's always whenever you're vaguely polite and then slightly rude that they accuse you of being rude.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. It's not you, it's me.
Thank you for calling Clarion Point, Dublin. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
2.
Thank you for calling Flying Point. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How can I help you?
I'm coming in. I have some needs I need met upon my arrival.
What?
We're going to be bringing in a couple boxes.
Can you repeat that again, sir?
We're going to be bringing in a couple boxes down there. How's that sound?
Okay, no worries, sir.
We got a couple crates filled with gold bullion.
Your voice is breaking, sir. Can you call me again, sir?
You sound like you're on a speakerphone.
Yeah, because our speaker is only working right now, sir.
Don't do that. You're going to tempt me. I don't want to say the words I'm going to have to say.
Okay.
Is everything okay down there? What was the crash? What was the crash on your end?
Huh?
I heard a crash and a bang down there.
Oh, yeah, no, everything is okay, sir, everything
is
okay.
Are you sure? Do I need to call emergency services? I heard a whole bunch of ruckus happening on down there.
No, I know, I'm sorry about that, sir. Go ahead, sir, how can I help you?
Count your fingers for me real quick, I need to make sure they're all intact.
Okay.
How many fingers you got on your hands?
What?
It should be 5 fingers per hand.
I had five, then, sir.
Okay, and how many toes you got on your feet?
I have like 10 toes.
10 toes on each foot?
You said ask how much hair.
Oh. He's throwing pots and pans around.
he's on speaker, okay.
Yeah. Only the speakerphone works.
Only.
Is that a premise in itself?
Everything's a premise.
It's Connie Connawatch. How may I help you?
Hello?
This is Econo Lodge. How may I help you?
I can only do, like, speakerphone, so I have to shout and yell and stuff.
Okay.
I heard pots and pans falling over down at the other end. Is everything okay?
Where are you at?
I'm at the Econo Lodge.
The Econo Lodge in Dublin, Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, what room number are you in?
No, not a room number. I thought maybe it was like the... I don't know if you guys do kitchen down there.
No, we don't have a kitchen or anything.
Do you have a staff break room then?
We don't.
Someone has pots and pans, and they all fell over because I heard it.
Okay. Somebody outside may have... One of the rooms or something like that may have knocked something over, but we don't have anything up here.
I heard it over the cellular mobile, upon which I'm dialing with.
Okay, I mean, nobody's called, but other than you, nobody else has called me and said anything.
Okay.
I mean, I'll keep an eye out on the cameras and see if I see anything.
Are you guys like a Marriott free zone down there?
Down here. I mean, we don't have any Marriotts.
Thank God. Hotels
and Wyndham Hotels.
I've been wanting to, they said they kicked me out. Like, not officially, but de facto, I was kicked out.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with this evening?
Is there a limit to how much time I can spend down there at the Econo Lodge?
Without having a room?
Yeah.
Or having a room?
Like both.
Without having a room, you can't stay in my parking lot. If you've got a room, then, I mean, so long as you pay for the room, you're good.
Well, but the parking's free then?
No, this is private property. You can't hang out in the parking lot unless you actually have a room.
Yeah, so if you got a room, you got free parking?
Yes.
That's a lot cheaper than using, like, the parking garages around here, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
So, do I rent a room just to get, like, access to the convenient parking?
In order to park in my parking lot, yes, yeah. You would have to have a room.
But what if I had a friend staying there? Would that carry over?
No.
So, if I have a friend, I have to walk there?
I mean, if you were visiting the friend, then yes, you could come and visit with the friend,
gross.
But you couldn't just hang out in the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, just to put the car there.
To leave the car?
Yeah.
No.
So I have to walk there then.
Okay. You're starting to confuse me. If you were coming to visit the friend with a car, then yes, you could park in the parking lot.
Yeah, my friend has a car, and he could park in the parking lot because he's also staying there. But if I had a car and I wanted to come visit my friend and park there, I'd have to get a room, too.
No, you could come visit your friend and park, but you can't just come and then just sit in your car without having a room.
So I have to have the car pretty much in a state of motion at all times.
No.
So I have to leave the car neutral and have it rolling down the hill to visit my friend. What if it, like, hits another car?
Do you really want to continue with this conversation and just wasting time?
No, because I have better stuff to do. I have other hotels to call and everything.
Please call anybody else. Thank you.
I love you.
You should ask her how many cars I'm supposed to have.
I wanted to. I didn't.
How many cars am I supposed to have? Yeah, it's okay.
Where's O'Donagan? Where's Hootis? I think Hootis is buying 2x4s.
Hootis is...
Is that a V8?
Hootis is...
Yo, let me
Hootis is driving me crazy.
Okay, Hootis has to go. He's in the V8. He's in the van.
He's in the V8. Let him go. Yeah, he's going.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Relax and In Suites, located in historic Dublin, Georgia. If you know the extension of the party you wish to speak to, please dial it now. Please hold while we try that extension for you. You may experience a short silence while we are connecting your call. Relax in the Suites, how may I help you?
Hey, looking for your place out here. Do you know directions?
To where?
To your plate, to your spot.
Where are you at right now?
I'm on Main Street right now. Or North? Like the Wendy's.
Okay, are you on like the interstate? Like 441?
Yeah.
Okay, have you took exit 51?
Is that the one I'm supposed to?
Yes, that's the exit we are located on.
Yeah. Oh shit, that's a cop. Damn.
Hello?
Hey, can I dip in there real quick?
Sorry?
Hey, you got a spot? Hey, how's it look down there as far as you know, can I hide out for a sec?
You can try.
I just gotta... Yeah, yeah. Hey, can you just say that you're me?
Sorry?
No. Will you just real quick just say that you're me?
No.
By any chance, like, I'll give you like $100.
Hold on, give me 1 second. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Oh, that's a cop. I got it done. Yo, let me dip.
Nice. Oh shit, that's a cop. Oh. Velkommen til showin. I am Wuppy, your Rogue Server file jockey. We're live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. It's the Wuppy Whipsaw every May 21st, 2026. It is 9:06 and 25 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. Elite Savings is in effect. And, welcome to the show. Live in the studio, we have Hootis, Carthoro, Donegan, Whoopi, and Wild One. And coming at the Rogue Server File Jockey Studio doors is Tiff.
Hello!
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I like that she was down to let you hide out. She wasn't gonna be you.
Yeah, she was cool.
We're calling Clarion Point. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
Can I hide down there?
What?
Can I hide down there, please?
Oh, pool use, right?
Bullies?
What do you want to just repeat it last time?
I'm not a fugitive from justice or anything. I'm not trying to hide from the state police. I'd just like to hide down there from everybody else.
Okay. But we are sold out today, sir.
Oh, do you have like a bush or a parking lot maybe I could hide in?
No.
Do you have a tree I can climb up?
Nope.
I could climb a tree. I could hide in a tree pretty good.
You should have switched back and been like, oh, no, you're right. It was bullies. I'm hiding from bullies. I think you're right. That's what he said.
Yeah, he did say bullies.
Bullies.
I'm not sure if it's good to mock somebody's accent like that, but if someone wanted to mock my accent a little bit.
Accents are... It's...
It's tricky.
I understand. It is tricky. Just like Leanne and Steven. Oh, man.
Maybe you could do a Geno accent.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
Oh, I missed you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Just wondering what happened.
That just made me, like, I feel happy now. Like, I can feel it in my heart.
It's all Donald.
Where's Wasted Memory?
I'm right here.
He missed his last show, dude.
Yeah, something like the pipe burst and it was bad.
Si desea continuar su llamada en español, presione 2 ahora.
Huh?
Thank you for calling the Country Inn and Suites by Radisson, Warner Robins. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
You gotta listen to the phone tree. Oh, who's talking at these people?
I can.
Thank you for calling the Country Inn. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just had a couple quick questions about the property. My husband's going to be staying there next week. I was wondering, check-in and check-out times. I'm sorry, I can't jump on my internet. It's down, so that's why I have to call you. Sorry.
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Oh, when is check-in and check-out?
Check-out is 3, or check-in is 3 p.m., check-out is 11.
3 p.m., check-out is 11. Okay, and then what else do you want me to ask? Let's see, do you folks do, like, the soaps and stuff in the shower, or does he have to bring his own? You have, like, the shampoo, conditioner?
I'm fairly new, so I'm not quite sure if they put them in the room, but I do know that I have extra shampoo, conditioner, lotion, toothpaste, all that, if he forgets or anything like that.
Okay. And then do you folks do any, like, hot drinks in the morning, like coffees or...
Yes, so we have hot breakfast. There's coffee all day with water and tea.
Okay.
And then breakfast is from 6, I think, to 9:30 in the morning.
Okay. Well, and where's the, like, hot water and tea? Where would he get that?
So when he walks in, he'll see it's right near the door.
I'm sorry. What did you say? It's near the what?
It's near the door. When he walks in, he'll see it right as he comes in.
A door. Can you say, is that what are you trying to say? A door?
Yes, ma'am. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What's a door?
A door? Like you walk in a front door?
Oh, like you walk in. I've never heard it called that before. Don't pull my leg. What? Say it again. A what? A door.
All right, ma'am. I'm not sure that this is a real call, so I hope you have a great evening. I feel like I'm being pranked here.
I don't know why I don't understand. English isn't my first language. I don't understand why you're sassing me.
I'm not, but I mean, there's nothing else to call it other than a door, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Door. It's called an entryway. Door.
All right, ma'am. You have a blessed one. Thank you.
Can you spell it for me? I don't know how to do it yet, but I want to not know what normal things are. Door.
I like that. I think I like that. The concept I like.
I did it the other night. I interjected it inside of another prank, which made it a little smoother. I went a little hot and heavy there, but that was fun. Door. Hi, Spain.
Welcome in, your show.
Into the door.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Hello, all.
Oh.
You
Hello.
Can hear
Hello.
Me.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Wild One, you sound so good now that you don't sound like you're in another room under, like, the floorboards. That's great.
Thank you.
You're doing door, not knowing what normal words are.
Yeah.
Adore. I love what Arthur said.
Welcome to La Quinta Inn & Suites by Wyndham Warner Robins, Robins Air Force Base. This call is...
I can't read the chat now because my other phones are dead.
I'm an automated assistant that can handle complete sentences. I can help with any questions about the hotel.
Bitch.
How can I assist...
No, you can't assist me. You're a robot.
Fucking robot.
Goddamn robots.
Carla, adore, like, you know, A D, you know, like, I adore someone.
Oh,
door.
He's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really stupid. This is
hell
really
yeah.
Bad. This idea is an instant hang up. And it's stupid. Up you. With how long it's taking, it's going to be a real person, I bet.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Garden Inn & Warner Robins. This is Josh. How can I help you?
Hey, Josh. I walked into the door and now I got a lump on my head. What do I do about that?
I'm sorry, you did what now?
I walked into the door.
Uh-huh.
And now my head hurts.
Okay, what room are you in?
No, not in a room. Like, out, like, the front door. First, I walked into that door, and then I walked into, like, you know how you have other doors in the property?
Yeah.
I walked right in those doors, too.
Okay, and you in pain right now?
Yeah.
All right, what's your name?
Jacoby.
C-O-L-B-Y?
Yeah.
All right, what's the last name, Kobe?
Feathers.
Say that one more time.
Feathers.
How you spell that?
F-E-A-T-H-E-R-S.
S is in Sam? Feathers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What's a good phone number for you?
Well, I don't have a phone. I'm borrowing this one.
Okay, and were you staying at our hotel, or?
No, I was, like, walking around the hotel property and everything, and I was walking in, and I walked right into the door.
Okay, and where are you at now?
I'm at my house.
Okay, let's see here. Do you have any phone number I can get a hold of you on?
Do we need to do that? I thought we could resolve the issue here about me walking into doors or whatever.
No, unfortunately, this is something that our general manager would have to handle. She'd need to be able to get a phone contact number to get in contact with you about it.
But you guys I walked right into the door down there, though, and I think that's a little bit dangerous.
Well, I understand that, but those decisions are not made with me. All I can do is pass the message to the management, and they're the ones that will handle a situation like this.
Josh, you got a nice pack down there?
I'm sorry?
You got a nice pack down there, Josh? Or an ice machine?
Yeah, we have an ice machine.
Now, let me a couple cubes of ice there, and our partner. We'll call it even.
Okay, and what, you come down here and get the ice?
Yeah, I got a big goose egg on my head, and this ice is going to bring it down to maybe like a robin's egg size, a style of swelling upon my head, upon which was damaged on your door on the property of the Hilton.
Yeah, I mean, if you need a bag of ice, you come on in. I'll get you a bag of ice.
Is there, like, a limit for how many ices I can have in the bag?
No, I can get you a good-sized bag of ice.
Oh, let's do-si-do Ray down there, partner. Let's get this ice going on my head, and maybe we can exchange phone numbers then at that point, upon which we are in interpersonal contact with one another, Josh.
That sounds just fine to me, sir.
Yep.
All right, then.
I love you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you, Whippy.
Palace.
What?
Catalyst.
What's that? Oh, what is what?
What's the catalyst?
Catalyst. Catalyst.
I believe it's. If I'm not mistaken, it's a relaxation, it's a reaction of something.
I believe it's currently 9:18:25 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, and it's May 21st, 2026, and we're live on RogueServer.com, the Whoopi Whipsaw, every May 21st, 2026. And welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com, or potentially on JuniorAt.com. I don't know. Easter Standard Time. Oh, no.
Hootis
is in the studio. Live in the Hootis Hoopty. Is it the Hootis Hoopty? Or is it like a cool car?
You don't know what Hootis drives? Truck. Oh, wait.
He has a V8.
Tow truck now?
It's the tow truck.
Oh. Well, I don't know what you drive. I thought you only had a van.
He has a
badass van.
He has a V8.
Sounds like a Charles Bronson getaway vehicle.
Oh, who's going?
Football van.
Not me.
Calling it. Name one Ruffin. This is Audrey. May I help you? Hello?
Hey, Audrey. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, I'm outside. Audrey?
Hampton Inn,
one
Robin. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
I'm outside, and there's a guy with turntables and a microphone.
Where?
He's got two turntables and a microphone.
Okay, I'll have to come and see what you mean. Okay.
He's like clapping his hands and...
Oh no, what a rude woman.
It just sucks.
She was clapping the hands.
I like two turntables and a microphone.
Mm. Where are you at?
Oh. Sorry to hear that, Rammer Jammer.
Oh, what going? Happened to Rammer Jammer? I can't read.
Waiting all week, and then he's, you know, caught up.
Oh.
Front desk.
Hi.
Hi.
Is there anywhere I can put these bottles?
Say what?
I don't want to throw these things in the trash because I know you got opossums and raccoons that go through there, and I don't want to cut up their little hands or anything. You got like a recycle?
Are you outside?
Yeah.
You can bring them to the lobby trash can if you want to.
Do you want one?
I don't even know what you have. Yeah, just come to the lobby.
I got like a 24 of bottles here.
Oh, yeah, you can just bring them here, because he's going to take them out anyway.
Do you want one?
Sure.
They're pretty good.
I got you. Yeah, just bring them to the lobby. It's all right.
You want to like, hang out and, like, have some with me?
Say what?
I got, like, half a box left.
Oh, you have to give me 1 second. I have to guess in front of you.
They're really
good.
Yeah,
just come to the lobby. It's all right. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, we can drink together.
I got you.
As like friends.
I got you. Yeah, give me 1 second. Give me one second. Give me one quick second.
Yeah, we showed up paid up for 2 nights. And this is the first time I ever heard of a motel that you had to ask.
So it's every 3 days they should have touched it. Even though we're short staffed, we still should have touched it. Every hotel I've worked at for the last 5 years has been the same policy. And I worked at Marriott, high-end Marriott.
Let me ask you a question. What you don't put in any of those motels, they didn't put fresh towels in the bathroom. I mean, you don't use the same towels over and over. I don't use them at all over and over. Why would I use anywhere else?
Yeah, for fresh towels, things of that nature. Things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you definitely have to contact us. But every 3 days, we definitely have to get to it. And the fact that you guys have been here for that long, you guys haven't gotten to it, and they haven't gotten to it, is definitely an issue. But if you ask for it every day, you have to contact us.
You have to contact us. No one ever said that. I've stayed in Holiday Inn Express for years,
mm-hmm.
all over in many states.
Yeah, for stayovers, think about it like this. If we're sold out every day, and that means that 4 housekeepers are cleaning 88 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So for every stayover that we have, if we're sold out, mm-hmm. that means everybody has to get clean. That's just unrealistic, you know? So
the last room we stayed at, the same motel in Cooksville, in Pigeon Forge, I talked to the guy, and he said that his staff hits the stayovers first. Usually they do.
They're probably way more full staff than us. Usually they do. Like I said, I understand it. It's a problem. Sometimes when we're short staffed, they blow off the stayovers, which we shouldn't, because that falls back on me. Whenever you guys get back home, that falls back on me. Because I'm like, oh, they didn't get to your room today, but I put it in the book. And I'm making sure. I'm like, hey, they need full service, but I'm not here anymore. So I can't, I'm asleep in the morning. At 8 o'clock when they come in, I can't call them like, hey, make sure you get what's in the book. But when I come in and then guests come to the desk, like, hey, I ain't get full service. Then that's an issue. So now I have to contact.
If I use this front, it's not going to, it would be an issue.
Yeah, well, normally they have to get your room every 3 days, which is weird because you've been here for.
First night.
Yeah, so they for sure should have gotten to it today, 100%. Because they got a few stayovers today. What was it? What was the room? Was 429?
429.
Yeah, they for sure should have gotten to it. Let me get you some time, and let me call my manager, and I'm also going to give you some points, too, as well. Let me see how many I can give. I'm gonna give you 5,000 points. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me once.
Holy shit, 5,000 points. Holy shit.
How many styles do you need?
I need
200. Will you give them two sets, two full sets?
If she was nicer, he would have got four towels.
Let me,
the ones
for
the
shower.
Yeah, everything.
Bath, two hands out, two washer, and two towels.
This is mundane drama.
Me too.
Intrigued.
No, this is good.
Are you guys are from Katy. I used to live in Amarillo.
Where?
I went to Hardin Simmons. Natalie? We've been in Amarillo for 8 years. Do you know where Kane is at?
Maryland?
Kane, Texas. Caladero Kane?
I've heard of
Caladero. Yeah, Caladero Kane. I went to Kane, Texas. It's like right under Amarillo.
Okay. Yeah.
I went there. I went to school. I went to high school there, and then I went to Hardin Simmons University to play ball there. Then I moved back home. I've been there for a while. I know where Katy, Texas is at. We played some football.
Yeah.
Can I peer pressure you into DMing me this phone number?
That is ridiculous.
Give me the phone number.
Let me,
I want this phone number.
You guys are.
I'm doing calls later. I want to talk to this guy.
So you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say I'm
going to like him.
I have 1, 2, 3. Right before.
Thank you.
Classic bring him up style. Just listen to the mundane drama unfold.
Yes, sir.
I don't care. I'm just going to wrong with it. I feel this is done on purpose. How about you?
It's
by that staff that you guys are still in the room.
Yeah.
And I don't care. But cleanliness means something to my wife.
Yeah.
Can I get some sheets? I'll put them on the bed myself.
Right.
Can I do that?
You were the king.
He's been there for 3 days and he wants those sheets.
I completely understand, and I mean, I get it, you know, we're short that one day, but it's in the book, and you know he's going to be here for multiple nights, for 4 nights, get to the dang room. It's not hard. Get to the room, make sure it's full service. I mean,
he's doing such a good job.
Treat your guests like you would at home. You know, you wash your sheets, you wash your towels, you clean everything, so that's, I definitely do understand that. Most definitely. Okay, let me call her to see why we can't get to that room at all. Give me 1 second.
Hello?
I wonder if she'll remember you.
I hope so. We're on.
Because you're just on the desk. Right.
Yeah.
Duh.
Hello?
There's 2 credits. Yeah, 2 credits to Matt. Thanks, sir. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I'm not, like I said to him, I'm not trying to bust anybody's chops. Yeah. I just got a wife to be there.
I'm going to make sure you get it tomorrow, sir. I'll make sure you. Yep, and it's in the book. You see it? I'll make sure you get it tomorrow. It's in the book for you. Yeah, I got four witnesses.
Alright,
four witnesses.
And a microphone.
No, I don't have a problem with this motel. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I do. But I'm trying to keep my wife happy.
This is me.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't know.
See, it's Josh.
That's okay.
That's the other guy.
Ooh.
109.
109.
7.
Come back to us.
Is it raining out there? Nope. Ah, it's a little muggy.
Muggy.
You think he forgot about us? A bit sad. I can't hear too many of the words he's saying. I don't know if I can call the room. I think he knows my voice already.
I got you. All right. Alright, go back to my
phone.
Alright. How's it going, sir? Good. Checking in?
Yep, reservation.
Oh, he's busy.
Oh, he is. Hello, sir.
Do you have a photo ID I can look at?
I'm sorry, everybody. I have to use the restroom making facilities. I'll leave.
Well, I don't have
it. Leave us with some entertainment.
Yeah, you can talk to him
back.
If he comes back. You guys can talk to him.
Yeah.
Just don't get me in jail.
Right to jail.
I know this would be a dumb question. Do you have anything on the first floor? Just because I got two kids that are going to be bouncing on the walls for a second. They've been in the car all day.
I've
been in the car since 7:30 this morning. Oh, yeah.
I'm taking notes to cause havoc later.
Sure. I do. It's going to be a handicap run. It's the same.
There is no later.
How to get a phone call? Mm-hmm.
Trust me. That's not the nearest crazy question I've ever heard. You'll be on the first floor.
I'm gonna give you 1,500 points.
Y'all can grab a drink and a snack from the market.
All right,
and then let me get your keys.
5,000 points.
No, I announced my phone.
6:30, check out the new
one. Ma'am, are you still there?
Hi, yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. What were you saying again? My fault. I forgot I had you on hold.
I mean, honestly, I kind of forgot. I zoned out.
Yeah, you said something about you needed a place to throw the bottles.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad because I got all these bottles and my husband and I, I don't really...
La, 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 la.
He doesn't want to... can we come down and I'll bring you a bottle and we can chill out and whatever? What's your name?
My name is... I'm at the front desk. My name is Brandon.
Brandon!
Brandon! Yeah.
Brandon, do you
what room are you guys
down,
in?
Like a little...
Well, I mean,
we're in 29 for drinking.
We're honey, would you like to talk to him?
No, he won't get in trouble for drinking. As long as you're not too loud in the lobby, that's all right.
Hi, Brandon, we're in 429. We needed the new sheets and everything. The other sheets, I sent the husband down there, and yet basically what happened was the sheets are all soaked.
We're in a trouble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you guys need new sheets now? He says you're in 229, 329?
429.
You're in 429?
Yeah, I'm not sure if my husband got down there or not, but these sheets, it's like soaked through to the mattress, basically.
It was because we were heavily drinking.
At 429. I'm not sure. My husband's a little bit of a hard-headed jerk, a little bit. I'm not
sure if he was
amicable towards me.
Okay. Yeah, wait, I think I just sent somebody up there to 429 with sheets. Did he come in?
I'm not sure yet. Because these sheets, they're...
What's your last name?
I'm at 429. It should be right there.
Nah, you're not in 429, buddy.
He's in 429.
He wasn't rude to you.
You're in 429.
Yeah.
He wasn't rude to you, was he? He gets really,
No.
Just
defensive. That's okay. No, he wasn't rude.
He gets testy a little bit.
Wait, nah, y'all can't be in 429.
No, he gets nostalgic about the old days and goes, remember when he used to.
Okay, I just sent somebody up to 429.
Well, the new sheets are already soaked again.
Do y'all need more sheets?
Oh, hey guys, I'm back.
Is there like a sheets limit per room?
Nah. Y'all need more sheets?
Well, my husband, he's not very good in some fronts. On other fronts, he's really, really good.
If you folks could send up just one more set of sheets, that would be great.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm sorry.
429.
429? 429.
Yeah, I'll just talk to you.
Thank you,
okay,
Brandon.
I'll be right up there. No problem. I'll be right up there. Give me
10 extra sheets. He's
okay,
really good.
Okay, 10 is crazy. I can't give you 10 extra sheets. I can give you
the
most is 2.
Well, just a pair or two. Can you bring us a few bottles of water, too? And we'll give you some
429.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll be up there in 1 moment.
More bottles of water, too.
All right, bring us a few bottles of water if you have.
Oh, young cop. Oh. Oh, no. Not too many cooks is what makes it fun for me.
That was very fun.
I'm slightly smashed tonight.
What's the matter with you?
Everything.
Wasted.
Wasted, do you want to call?
Okay.
Hey, buddy. You're funny, Whippy.
I didn't even check this phone number if it's in there. It's a safe phone number. I gotta get these bottles out of here.
Hey, PM.
I'm just gonna help you.
Hello. Question about if I want if I gotta get new bed sheets.
I'm sorry, say that for me again.
If I gotta get new bed sheets, is that a problem if I get a room there and I need is there a limit on how many bed sheets I can get?
No, do you just need to change the bed sheets out? The problem.
I guess this is the only way it makes sense is, I'm newlywed and my wife's a real squirter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be sleeping in that.
Okay. Are you able to come down and get sheets?
Is that, we can do it like that?
Yeah, you can.
All right. Now, if I get new sheets tonight, do I have to wait till tomorrow to get more new sheets?
There is a limit on how many sheets you can get, and then they'll switch them out tomorrow.
Shit.
How are you?
What's the limit?
I can give you two sets of sheets.
Oh, two sets a night?
Well, two sets for tonight, yes.
Two sets per night. I like that. All right, I think we can work with that.
Okay. What's the room number?
These things are like soaked. So do we just put them in trash bag? You want just raw dogging that thing with the hands? I don't know.
Yeah, you just put it in a trash bag.
Got it. All right, I'll be the man with trash bag.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. I love you.
Oh dear.
What an open-minded couple and a generous lover.
It's good to see that professionalism's alive and well at all these hotels.
This could be a real problem that we just don't, people don't talk about so loud normally.
Yeah. That'll come in. Tell us all in.
Ah, it's a peace jug.
Much better.
Welcome.
Is this a happy website? Every
calling Wingate by Wyndham Warner Robins.
Please to talk to these people,
as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel,
I know to press 3 at you, lady. I'm prepared.
Okay.
Good afternoon. This is Wingate. How may I help you?
Hi, Slinky. How are you?
How can I help you?
Oh, yes, okay, good. So when I checked in earlier, the guy at the counter, he got my nose and he never gave it back.
Your nose?
Yeah, he got my nose. He leaned over the counter and he did the with the hand. And he put the pointer finger and the middle finger on each side of my nose, and he said, "Got your nose." And I didn't really know what to do. And I don't want to be a complainer, but he never gave it back.
Okay. I think he'll be here tomorrow to give it back to you.
I mean, you can't just take people's noses. "Got your nose," he said.
Of course not.
Okay. And
I would be beside myself if someone took my nose.
Yeah, and, you know, my husband, he doesn't even think I'm attractive now without it, and he was going to make me squirt all over the bed sheets, and he said, "Ugh, yuck," and he stormed out. "Ugh," he said.
Oh!
It was going to be our special night.
Yeah.
He said, this morning, he was like, "We're going to have to go get so many sheets." He's like, "I'm going to have to get like 6 or 7 sets of sheets." And he's just, no nose.
Yeah, I'm sorry, can I help with that? He should be here tomorrow. Hopefully everything will work out with your husband.
Tomorrow.
Where's tomorrow. Your nose at?
They still don't have it. I'm sorry, you said somebody will be here tomorrow? I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Tomorrow. What is that?
The next day.
Someone will be here tomorrow.
Yes.
Can you? I'm sorry. Can you pronounce it again?
Tomorrow. The next day.
I've never heard that before. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tomato. Tomato.
Tomato.
Tomorrow.
Danny,
No, they don't have my nose yet.
What
here, you're. Will you please speak to my husband? He's back now, and he's very upset because he finds me very unattractive.
Oh,
hello.
Hello. Hello.
Is this Turmeric?
Yes, this is she.
Where's my wife's nose at? She don't look so hot without that nose no more.
Oh wow. Don't you love her for her heart?
Her
soul.
Yeah, but her face is also a good part, and I got all these waterproof sheets and everything, and I can't even frickin' use the damn things.
Oh,
No, you can use it as a slip and slide.
Tamara, this isn't no funny slips and slides jokes. We're trying to get it moist and up in here, and since of the unprofessionality of this hotel's establishment, the wife is now missing a nose.
Yes. So you'll have to get it tomorrow. I'm in front of a guest right now, so is it
tomorrow?
Okay?
A guest? Does he have my wife's nose? Can you check?
I don't think so.
Hello? Guest? You have my wife's nose?
Tomato. I didn't know what to do anymore. Thank you. I'm sorry I asked you to come back.
No,
and then I got
good.
All inappropriate because I'm wasted.
That's fucking great. I love that shit.
Hi, Rosin.
Rosin, you're here. Oh my goodness. Your own
Rosin,
server.
Do you have my nose? Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Is it small and huge?
No, I'm done. He doesn't have it.
Oh.
Rosin, I think it's your turn. I think it's your turn. You have to go.
Is my audio bad?
Rosin,
I'm
go.
Kind of talking through the
speech. You sound mostly
you're a little sheep.
Fuck,
say you're...
Thank you for calling the Comfort Suite near Robins Air Force Base in Warner
Robins.
You
lost your hotel.
For new reservations,
so
please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
La, la, la.
2. Your Rogue Server File Jack has had a couple tonight.
Thank you for calling Comfort Suite.
Let's go.
Near Robins Air Force Base.
This lady at the bar I was at gave me
for reservations, press 1. For
I'm
guest
lit.
Services, yes. Press 2. For all other services...
That music is so ethereal.
Comfort Suite, Warren Robins. This is the front desk. How can I help you?
Hi, front desk, Robin. Someone just came down to my room and just took something of mine.
Hi, what's
Robin.
Your room number?
Yeah, 212. She took my fucking nose. She took my nose. What am I supposed to do about this? Can you do something about this or no? Because they took my nose. Came in my room, violated my rights, and took my nose.
Because they took your nose?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, fuck you, we're taking your nose. They literally entered my room. Yeah.
Alright, so...
Can you do something about this? It was some black shadow figure. Oh no, I think he's back. They're gonna come take my limbs. They just told me that. They just told me if I don't be quiet down, they can take my limbs. What should I do?
All right,
I'm totally
so
not being schizophrenic right now.
I'm sorry?
I'm totally not being schizophrenic right now. Is this a prank
all
right,
call? So... I'm sorry, sir, but you called me.
No, I'm asking you if this is a prank call. Hey, tell that person in the background to shut the fuck up.
Alright, so... We haven't had...
I just blew my nose.
Come up here to... No one's come up here and said anything about that room.
Yeah, let me walk down to over to the reception area without my nose. I'll tell you what's going on.
Alright, sir.
Alright. I'll meet you down there.
Yes, sir. I'll be up here.
You have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
I did this a while.
It would work at all. What did you do?
Oh, like last year ago, before I started doing shows, I was doing Take Your Nose. But I'm not sure.
Was that a person in the background?
Really?
Or was that just me?
Yeah. And I think that was a person in the background.
Okay, good.
I've had a couple tonight. I won't lie to you.
I'm on the same boat with you, buddy.
Couple crack rocks.
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I want my nose back, please.
I'm sorry?
Oh, where do I start with this? Where do you want me to start? I had an issue that happened at your property down there at the Candlewood Suites.
Okay, are you currently at the Candlewood Suites?
I was. At the time of the incident occurred, I definitely was there.
Okay, and did this happen today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you did miss my general manager approximately 10 minutes ago, but I'll be more than happy to get that information from you, so therefore I can go ahead and say.
I was just wondering if you had it or not down there.
And what, did you speak to someone earlier?
Yeah, your security goon by the stairwell. He patted me down and he snatched at my face and then he said, "I have your nose," and he ran off up the stairwell.
Okay, is it this Candlewood Suites or is it the Candlewood Suites in Paris?
That's the one at Robbins by the Air Force.
It's the one at Robbins?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that is the one that's close to the Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Okay, and what did he do to you?
He took my nose.
He took your notes or your nose?
Nose.
He took your nose?
Yeah, you know, like remember when you're a kid and like your older brother or like the kids up a couple grades from you would snatch at your face and say, get your nose, and then like taunt you with it. That's what that's what he did to me.
And specifically, do you know who that was?
It was the guy with the vest, like your security goon. Like he don't.
Oh, no, we don't have a security here.
Well, he was real tall. He was real big, tall, wide man. Big muscles and everything. And he snatching at my face.
Okay. Give me 1 minute. Let me take your information down.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Yeah.
Okay, Jacoby. And do you know what room number you were in?
Feathers.
I'm sorry?
Feathers.
What specific room number you were in?
Oh, hallway, like the stairwell to the hallway.
Yeah, you was in the hallway, but I'm asking, what room were you in? Were you renting a room here?
I was visiting my friend who has a room, but
okay.
I don't want to get him in trouble with the security goon.
No, you wouldn't get anyone in trouble, but I would have to know that room number, so therefore I can escalate it.
Escalate it?
Yeah, I can escalate it.
I kind of just want my nose back at this juncture in time. Or an apology at the very least. Because it's very I don't want to get anybody involved or like any retaliation against guests staying there at the hotel property and the premises and everything. And I don't need
Understand that. However, we would like to go ahead and approach the situation the proper way.
Well, from
May I have a great phone?
You have to look at it from my point of view, ma'am. You are in league with the security guru down there, and I'm just a normal guy off the street, just a regular John Doe.
I totally understand that. What I'm trying to inform you is we don't have a security here, so maybe it was someone that is from the Army and they had on that uniform. But we don't have a security that stands by the stairwell.
Well, here.
What? He's got my nose.
He has my nose. Ma'am, he has my nose. Can we get him?
May I have your telephone number?
This is a cellular mobile. I borrowed some from somebody else. But he has my nose.
The nose.
Nice.
I hadn't thought about getting noses, you know, for so long, and it just came out of nowhere.
I knew a guy that took my nose once. I killed that motherfucker.
Oh my god. Is he in your basement?
What's left of him?
Nice.
His nose.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Live.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Whoppy. I'm Whoppy, Rogue Server File Jockey. It is
Thank
May 21st.
You for calling Quality Inn and Suites near Robins Air Force Base in Warner.
Who's Robins. Going?
For a new reservation, please press 1.
I want to
go.
Desk and all other
Catalyst?
Well, Catalyst wants to go.
Catalyst says Beam
wants
gone. Beam? And I don't think Speem's gone either.
Speem?
Okay, I'll go.
Sorry.
I didn't get that. Please choose from the following options. Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suites near Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins. For a new reservation... Sorry, I still didn't get that.
Oh,
you will have one more try before your call is disconnected. Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suites near Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Fucking motherfucker.
Gotta get some oil on that.
Can somebody else go, my daughters?
Evening. Thank you for calling Quality Inn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, that's good. So my grandma is staying there tonight. It's actually her 94th birthday, if you can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty incredible. She just texted me. So I set her up for her birthday. She's having like a few guests over. She was wondering if she can have an extra set of sheets.
What room is she in?
The one with the gangbang.
You can't say gangbang like that.
It's my grandma's birthday.
You gotta say the grandma bang.
It's what she wanted.
The great grandma gangbang is canceled due to lack of sheets.
The great grandma game. No, I can't even say it.
GGOG.
Of 2026.
Great gangbang of grandma. GGOG works for that. Great gangbang of grandma. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Nice.
Smells like mothballs and feet.
And cinnamon. And mint.
Oh, who's going?
Wild one.
What's that smell?
Great. I want to go. If no one,
okay, wild one.
If no one wants to take it. Thank you, Whoopi.
Tunnel Lodge. Cinda, can I help you?
Hello, I'm going right now, so what? I was just wondering, Yeah, I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I've been stealing from you guys a while back, and I just recently converted to atheism, and I was just wondering... Hello, can you hear me?
I mean, listen, yeah.
I was just wondering, do I need to return it to you guys? Return the items that I got? Oh. I got some soap and some towels and a wrench. My wrench is for protection.
Alright. What are you asking?
I was just wondering, do I need to give those back to you, or can I buy new ones, or can I give you guys a gift basket? Because I'm very religious, you know, I found atheism.
I know nothing about it. You would have to call, like, in the morning or something and talk to the boss.
So it's okay. I've been stealing you guys for, like, years since I was homeless.
Oh.
You know, it helped me out when I needed. I wasn't going to. I'm like I said, I'm converted. I found a new religion. You know.
Oh. I mean.
I'm not doing any. I'm trying to be a better person ever since I found atheism.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best thing to do if you want to, you know, find out whatever. I mean, call in the mornings and you can talk to the boss.
I don't have a phone. I was just wondering if you can, like, you know, put the boss not now probably, but just let them know that, you know, that I called. My name is Gus. Or
Gus.
Yeah, Gus. Gus Wimberton.
Okay. And you borrowed some items, you said?
Well, I took it. Technically, it wasn't borrowing. I essentially swipe it like a swiper.
Okay.
Like a fox. Yeah, I liberated them. Yeah, I used them. Well, I don't do drugs anymore, but I did. That's how I used to make my money. They're stealing a whole bunch of stuff. I'm surprised you guys never found out.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I would just go in there with like one of those little workman hats and like an orange vest. I would just pretend like I was there for like maintenance, and I would just steal stuff from you guys. One time, I think I stole a ladder.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the statutes and limitations are I'm good for that. You know, it's been a while. I think about a year. I think I'm good.
Do you still have, the ladder and stuff, or no?
I might have to go look for it. Why do you want it?
I mean, they would probably want it back if you took it, but, I mean,
I use it for a house. You know, I put cloth on it. I use it for, like, that. You know, it's not for climbing. It's mostly just for, like, building stuff, you know?
Okay, well,
I'm like in the riverbed. I was just hoping you guys, you know, I would just turn over a new leaf, you know, and just to let you guys know that I did all that.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I made like a little tent. Well, I'm not really trying to be spiteful. I'm just saying that I turned over a new leaf, essentially. You know, my older leaf was, you know, very, very druggy and, you know, very crazy. You know, I was a ruthless son of a gun. I'm not trying to be like, you know, as I am now. I feel like a better person. You know, I go out for long walks. I take care of kids. Not you know, like when I say kids, I mean like goats, you know? You know, like little goats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here and there.
Do what you think. Just keep doing the right thing. That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Like I said, like, you know what atheism is? Like, you shouldn't, you know, it's a pretty cool thing, you know? I'm glad I found it.
No, I don't know.
When I was at my lowest, you know, I found it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
All right, well.
Yeah, I just want to put it out there. Like, see if you can let your boss know. My name's Gus Wimmerton. You know, just tell him I did all that stuff. You know, and maybe you can buy him like a, what did you like? Like a Jimmy John's, you know, sandwich or something like that. We can call him even or something. They have the new sliders from Jack in the Box. Is it like that? Can you eat processed meat?
No. They don't eat meat.
No meat. No, okay, that's what I figured, yeah. So maybe like some Indian food. We can go get them some samosas. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Sure. All right, let me check.
All right. All right, can I talk to him real quick? Just to tell my views about atheism.
Can that be you possible? Talk to the boss? Yeah, he's not here. He
the boss?
Here till the morning.
No, I'm talking about the guests. Can I talk to the guests?
No, they're on the outside of the window.
Man. All right, it was worth a try.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just want to preach to them. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
The atheism.
All right.
You know, there's no God.
Keep doing the right thing.
We won't live forever.
Keep moving forward.
Well, I'm not going to move backwards. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go up. Not up to heaven, because we don't believe in that. There is no God. Yeah, essentially. There's barely any. You've seen that life is, you know, life is horrible. But I try to move forward, because there's no God. God is dead.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. My bad.
Okay. You're fine. All right. Thank you.
Can I talk to you later? You sound you have such a nice voice.
Oh, well, thank you, but I'll be leaving here shortly.
Oh, darn. Darn it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You have a great day then.
All right. You too. Right. Thank you. Bye.
Tell the boss to say hi, please.
I thought she was going to get more offended. You're still in Texas, right?
Oh, we're not in Texas at all.
Oh.
We're in Georgia, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
How'd you get that together?
Sorry about the disruption. Can I go?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Of course.
Oh, Catalyst left. I wanted him to have a turn to you. Where the hell
he said he couldn't go anyway, unfortunately. He said, I'm with people. I care about my family and friends. Ugh.
I have things to do.
You are so staticky, Wild One. Something changed since last night.
Wild One,
you sound fucking
fine.
You sound
me.
Good. It's like crackling almost every time. Don't trouble
now. How about now?
Better, but quieter, muffler.
I think that sounds worse.
Hello, and thank you.
Yeah, it's better
than Hotel 6 Byron. For reservations, press 1. For the front desk or to reach a guest, please press 0. Or
it's still a huge
hello,
improvement.
And thank you.
I'll press 0. Pick up you.
Which train motor can help you?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Which train motor? I don't know. Which guy? Hello?
Hello, 743?
You're coming, then, okay, buddy?
Yes, and listen, please listen. 243?
I don't know. You're coming. I don't know. My watchman is coming. I don't know.
What is your first name?
My name?
Yes.
My name Rick.
My name Rick? 643-871-2016.
Mm-hmm. You coming, okay, office, no problem, okay, buddy? Anytime. Okay? Western in water.
I love
you. Okay, buddy. Okay, thank you, buddy. Bye.
What the fuck is that?
What were you doing? Are you doing codes at people?
He didn't understand anything I was saying.
You have to go again, because that guy is a motherfucker.
I need a little more of a coherent person. No offense, but he just didn't know what I was saying.
He's drunk. He had like 6 beers.
You are.
What? Okay, no problem.
He's offensive.
Just come here, okay? Okay.
matter, can I help you?
Oh, hello? Are you the same guy?
Yep.
That's a different hotel property.
No way. No way. Sounded like the same guy.
That was the same guy. What a motherfucker.
He runs really fast.
He fucking goddamn managing like 10 hotels at the same time. Okay, this should be a different one for sure.
Where's Meowie?
I don't know. We haven't heard from him a lot recently.
I'm gonna go put up more flyers.
Oh, there he is.
Oh.
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Inn, Byron, Georgia. To reach a guest, press 1. To make a new reservation, press 2.
Press 1.
To change an existing reservation. If you know the guest room number, please dial it now.
Oh.
Otherwise, please call on the line.
All right, on the line. You want to talk to a guest?
Speed.
Yeah.
Well, who tells this? Byron?
Red Roof. I'll give you a few tries at this. If they don't pick up, we'll go to the front desk.
Yeah, I'd rather just have the front desk.
Okay.
Being able to talk to the guests is pro level.
All right, we'll dial the front desk.
No.
But I'm going to make a note of this.
Red Roof.
It's always the Red Roof.
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Inn, Byron, Georgia. To reach a guest, press 1. To make a new reservation, press 2. To change an existing reservation, press 3. For directions, press 4. To reach the front desk, please press 6 or stay on the line.
6? Not 5, not 0, 6? Oh, what a messed up world we're living in.
Hello, this is the Red Roof Inn. How may I help you?
Oh, hi there. We just got into our room and I was wondering if there's any good restaurants nearby.
Oh, what you got to taste? What your taste bud? You want wings or,
I
know a good wing place, but
hold on one sec. My wife just found a little white balloon under the bed. Yeah. Go ahead. Blow it up.
For real?
Yeah,
oh, my God. No.
She's blowing it up. It's getting big.
Oh, God. For real? Oh, God. Some kid bigger. Must have left a balloon.
Nope. Keep blowing.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep blowing it, hon. Keep.
Oh, Lord.
Keep blowing.
So what y'all have a taste for?
It just popped.
Oh, for real? Oh, God.
Hon, what is that all over your face?
You what?
She's got stuff on her face. I don't know. Maybe there was something inside the balloon.
Yeah, are you pranking me or something?
I don't. Okay, what kind of restaurant? Go wipe your face, hon. You look.
Wingstop. It's a Wingstop. It's Wingstop. You know, if you want some zest, crispy wings. Like, they got the new citrus wings. Wingstop,
okay,
and they close at 12.
Okay.
No, it's less than a mile away.
Oh, she's got cum in her hair.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God. I guess, just find some online. If some online, just go on Google, and it's some close by, most definitely. And you can see, definitely.
Okay, do you got any more of them balloons? That's kind of fun.
No, sir, I don't. I'm sorry, sir, about that. So is
stuff
it really something you find in your room? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she just found it on the floor.
For real? She found it on the floor for real?
We just got in. She looked under the bed, found this big, long, white balloon, like one of those balloon animal ones.
For real? You pranking me? What room number you in?
You see, huh?
What room?
See, I think it's like up above there, because I'm in the living room or whatever, like the main room. But she pushed and she blew on it, and then it...
Oh, my God, sir. You is a mess. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to call you back and ask the manager to call you, and then we'll go from there, sir, okay?
All right. Talk to you later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
You're in jail.
Goodness gracious. Why is this hotel in the same building as the other one? I don't know the answers to this. On the Whoppy Websaw, every May 21st, 2026. It's 10:15 and 31 seconds, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Daylight Savings is in full effect. I'm Whoppy, your rogue server file jockey. Live in the studio, we have Huda, Scarthor, O'Donagan, Speem, Tiff, Wasted, Loud One, and Whoppy. Oh, Speem, you did pretty good. Do we switch it up, or do we still just keep call hotels? That's proper syntax right there. Oh, wow, I called this hotel. It's the first number on the hotel, or on my phone number list.
What happened?
Oh, I'm looking at numbers to call.
Oh, he wants Tiff. Can you unmute Tiff?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tiff.
I had an issue. I was through the buttons and I bup, bup, dip, bup, bup, bup.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't realize I wasn't muted, and I was telling you such nice things. I was telling you how wonderful you are and how much I love you guys. And
usually I'm on top of this.
I know, but it's Whoopi's woohoo.
It's Whoopi's whipsaw.
Ooh. And you should switch it up.
Okay, what do we want?
Children's hospitals.
Children's hospitals.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, weapons manufacturing companies.
What?
I was going to say police stations.
Jesus. I'm correcting you.
I think all the weapons are closed right now.
I don't know what to do. You know what I want to call is like carpenters. But that's hard.
Carpenters.
Yeah, it's very specific.
You should do locksmiths and tell them we're going to go in people's homes.
Does anyone want to talk to a steak and shake?
A stick shake?
Yeah.
A steak and shake. What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry for not being cultured. Where's Wasted?
Where'd he go?
Pick up you. I don't think they're going to answer. It's been 40 seconds. I think we should stick with hotels because they're picking up.
They are,
that's
right?
Fair.
They are, but maybe next time I'm going to call food too.
Food is hard for me.
It's the two categories of the Whoopi show. It's either hotels or food.
You call where Rosin's at. Tell him he's underage.
Oh, this is a hotel. Who's going?
Not it.
This?
Holiday Inn Express. This is Celine. Can I place you in a brief?
He's. Oh, no, please don't put me on a hold. Sorry, it'll be pretty quick.
Yes, ma'am, how can I help?
Okay, well, I I'm a little bit upset because somebody put a jar of bed bugs in the room, and I thought they were complimentary, and I ate them. And I was speaking to another guest about it because I thought like maybe this is a tradition here, and I ate all of them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You saying you ate bed bugs?
Yeah, I ate the whole jar of bed bugs. They put them on the pillow. I thought it was like the like a hotel mint or chocolate. And I thought it was the tradition.
Are you saying you
and now they're all in my teeth?
In Georgia, in Albany, Georgia.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here right now. I just finished the jar like maybe 10 minutes ago. I was out in the parking lot. I was kind of shooting the shit with. I'm in 210.
What's your 210?
210. Yes, ma'am.
You just checked in today.
So. So these weren't from the hotel?
Can you come to the front desk, please?
Well, I'm a little bit embarrassed. They're all stuck in my teeth now.
Ma'am, I can accommodate you through the phone. I can't.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, do you have any? Do you have any more bed bugs?
I can come outside.
Do you have any more?
Ma'am,
why are you going to try to fight me out there? Ma'am, you sound like a prank phone call.
Uh-oh. Where'd she go?
Nobody said it. I'm sorry. It's Where's Snappy?
We haven't heard from Snappy in a while.
She was in the chat room.
Phone call-wise.
There, I'm gonna demand she comes.
Snappy says a bunch of stuff. Who? I like.
She has really good, I don't know if it's the right word, literary things. Like,
who's Snappy?
She has like sayings.
Who's Snappy?
Who's Snappy?
You're full of it.
You got me.
She said hi in the chat.
I keep getting disconnected in there. I'm looking now. Snapple. She's good sayings and good voices and noises.
We're having a great stay at Courtyard Marriott. This is Shazma. How may I help you?
Shazma, we found some water balloons, but they weren't filled up all the way, and they're all tied up and everything.
I'm sorry?
We found some clear water balloons. They're all tied up, but they weren't like filled all the way, and they're just like they're everywhere.
Where are they at?
Like in the bathroom, and then in the hallways, and then in the rooms.
What room are you in?
Like currently, or what room was I in previously?
Currently.
I'm currently in, like, the hallway, but I was in, like, 210, and I was in 211 and 212.
You're currently in the hallway?
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
What do I do with these things?
I'll come and look.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I haven't collected. They're in, like, the garbage cans.
Okay.
They're all tied up and everything. Is there, like, a water balloon fight or something going on down there? You think?
Inside the hotel?
Yeah.
No, there's not a water balloon fight going on inside the hotel.
Well, that explains all the water balloons I found all tied up and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. Are you?
No. But not in a dangerous way.
Okay.
I'm okay physically. I am physically okay.
Okay.
But...
I'm
sorry.
And your name?
Jacoby.
Last name?
Feathers.
You said Feathers?
Eh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll come up to your room.
Do you have, like, a blanket?
Yes.
It's a little chilly in here.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have water?
No.
Okay. I just have to use the tap then?
Yes.
Do you have a blanket?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Normal. Normal, normal. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey, Whoopi. It's the Whoopi website every May 21st, 2026. 10:26 in 5 seconds post-meridian Eastern. And who's going?
Live.
Live. Hello?
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 How do I sound?
Say that again.
Do I sound good? Do I have good audio issues?
Do we have what now?
Do I have good audio issues? How's my audio sounding?
It's good.
I work for the technician of your guys' hotel. I just want to make sure the phone lines are good. We've been hearing a lot of static. I just want to make sure everything's good up there. You guys sound like a monkey. So we just want to, it's horrible. Like, it's no good. I'm surprised you guys are getting calls. It sucks. I don't know who's been, is there like a rammer jammer or something of that nature, in the area? You wouldn't know anything about that?
Yeah,
that sounds like two squashes of, you know what the sound of, like, two potatoes coming together, like squishing together? That's what it sounds like, you know?
Oh, wow.
It just sounds off. Yeah, I don't know. It's been like this for months. I don't know. I'm just starting to fix it. I just want to make sure you guys are okay and safe, you know? There's nothing going down there.
Yeah,
so you don't know anything about that?
No, I don't.
On the technical side, you want to know about the Gibbs?
The who now?
The Gibbs?
No.
You don't know anything about the Gibbs. What about the Terabytes?
Termites?
Terabytes. Terabytes.
No.
You don't know anything about TB? Alright, what about, like, the router? How's your router looking? Can you turn it? You guys have a router, correct?
We have a router, but...
Can you turn that on and off for me, real quick? It's like 30 seconds. Can you do that for me?
It's not, like, located where I'm at. I would have to go inside of the...
Oh, so you would have to go in. Yeah, if you do that for me, that'd be cool. Just for a few seconds, that'd be nice. Just to turn on and off. You know, make sure... I want to make sure everything's good on my end. So we can have the 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying? Everything's good.
Okay.
Would that be possible?
I would have to leave the front area.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not your boss. It's up to you. You have your own militia. But, you know, I like I said, I work for the hotel. It's easier for me. If I do this right now, I want to go home. I'm tired. So I just, you know, I had a long day, and I've been dealing with not your guys' hotel, but like several different ones in the area. So, yeah.
Okay, one second.
I just want, like I said, no worries. Don't worry. Take your time. I'm in no rush. Well, I want to be, but, you know. I'm dealing with you guys. Hello? Are you there?
Yes, once.
I'm not really. Okay, okay, good.
Say that again.
Okay. Oh, nothing, nothing. I just want to make sure you're okay. Maybe you can ask like a guest or someone to do it for you? That'd be possible?
No, it's actually a room. I would have to go in.
Oh, it's a room. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, like I said, I haven't been to that facility recently, so I wouldn't know. I thought it was just near you. That's usually how they are. But, you know, I mean, in the local area, I didn't realize it was a room, per se. Ma'am? Hello, hello?
I'm sitting here. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, okay. Is it glowing? Is it going up and down? You know? If it's beeping?
I haven't even went in the room yet. But it's nowhere near.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I just was hoping you would. I want to give you directions so we can solidify the problem. We can give you solutions for it. Mm-hmm. I'm planning on too. If you can, you, did you already unplug it?
No, I'm going to have to either the call back or I'm going to have to leave from by the phone. I got to walk out the office. Oh. It's not in this area.
Okay, no
it's
problem, no problem. Phone. It's okay. If you want, I can come down there if you want me to. It's just going to, I guess, I mean, like I said, it's late. I was just hoping you guys would do it. It's another person.
If you could call back in the morning where it's more people here, because I'm the only one here in the hotel.
Like I said, I would, but I'm dealing with a lot of services tomorrow. It's going to be inconvenient for me, so it's better if you do it right now. I was hoping to do it over the phone. Damn. Oh, well, it's worth a try. If you can't, I mean, like I said, we're going to, this problem is not going to go away on its own. So we can just, you know, I was just hoping we could speed up the process.
Okay.
I'm servicing a lot of people together. Like a lot. No, it's no joke. This is.
Say that again.
I'm servicing a lot of people tomorrow. So it's like a lot of hotels. Okay. No.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm not in the local area in Georgia, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for me. I mean, like I said, if you can't, I understand. I'm not gonna tell you how to do your job, but right now this is my job, you know? If you put two together, you know. I don't want to frustrate you. You know, you can't, you know, like I said, I know it's late. I just want to get this done. So hoping you have a michelada and go to sleep, you know. That's going to be my Thursday night.
Talk to you as I'm going there. So I'm not sure what you want me to do. You want me to turn it off? Then what? Because I'm going to have to leave for
if that's possible. That's fine. Just tell the people we're out of service. Yeah, if you can just mention that, if you could mention we're having technical issues with the internet to the guests, that'd be fine.
Okay.
I think we'll just play safe on that front.
Okay.
Are you okay? Why is it?
Say that again.
Hello? Are you okay? It sounds like you're chopping up something. Oh,
no.
My bad. I'm sorry. Sorry, ma'am.
The computer.
Are you hangry?
Okay.
Are you hangry?
Is there any way you can call back at around 11 when the second person come in, and that way I can go and do
it? Yeah, this? I think that'd be more appropriate. But if you're on break, maybe you can do it when you're on break or something. I think that'd be a plausible solution for both of us, beneficial. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm literally going to be off the clock in about 5 more minutes, so I just want to get this done. So it'll be really quick. But if you can't, then I don't know. We're gonna have to do some. We're gonna have to find another thing. I just want to. Can you at least check like if the router is okay to make sure if it's beeping or not? I don't want you to turn anything on. Just real quick. Just give me a good glance over. If you can do that for me, that.
Okay. Well, okay. Can you hold on for a minute? Because I got to go into this room.
Yeah, I can do that.
I have to go into the room.
Yeah, I can do that. I know, I understand the room's pretty difficult. Yeah, it's Fiesta Thursday for me, so I got this going. It's just dead air. I can't believe she's doing that right now, though. Ugh. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have to call back in the morning when maintenance get here, because they handle all day.
I understand. Is there a chance? Do you know if there's any other like rodents or that could be munching on the wires? That's literally the main problems of certain hotels. All right. That was a long call.
That went on forever.
That was really long.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm shaming you.
I just want her to unplug the router. That was it.
It's so long for unplugging the router.
Yeah, no. Disappointing.
Where's Whoopi?
Where is he? We haven't heard.
I miss him. I miss that guy.
Hey, can you reset your router?
Yeah, what's it doing?
I'm trying to get on all the different websites I like to go on, and it's telling me 404 error not found and everything like that.
What Wi-Fi are you trying to use?
A hotel Wi-Fi.
What room are you in?
It's 17.
What 17?
17.
What's your last name?
Kobe.
I can't hear you.
Kobe?
You said Colby?
Yeah.
I don't have a Colby.
My name is Colby.
I can't hear you.
What are you trying to tell me here?
I'm trying to get your room number.
Well, I told you the number already, and I need you to reset the router. I'm trying to get on the, I'm trying to like get it going tonight, and I'm not able to get any actionable activities upon which I can inflict upon myself without the, DNS routing situation.
You keep cutting out. I can't hear the room number. All I hear is 17.
Yeah.
What 17? 317? 417?
There's so many, like, two.
217?
Yeah. Actually,
yeah, the name on the registration.
My name is Colby, but I'm not on the registration like that because I'm like a friend of the family, like a genie.
Okay, so what's the name on the reservation?
His screen name is it's Soccer Kick Fan 110.
No, what's yes. the?
No, that's his name. That's his name on that.
Whoa.
Oh, who's going?
Was it Wasted?
Or Wasted?
I made my lip itchy. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
This is Clancy.
Clancy?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's exactly... Thank God you answered. Okay, I know this is going to sound a little bit unusual. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I'm calling from the future. It's imperative that you do not wear white socks tomorrow. For the sake of the world, the universe, and everything you love and know. I don't think I should tell you why and how I knew that you were going to do it. But please just don't wear white socks. It would change everything if you do, and it would be for the worse. In fact, Quincy, when you go home, take all of the white socks out of your drawer, and you don't have to throw them away. Just put them in a bag and put them outside of the doorway. Quincy.
Oh, he's gone.
Bye, Clancy. Quincy.
It's like
where's my little Swede? Carter, where are you?
Where'd you go, Carter?
I miss him.
Who's going?
Wasted is, but he's ignoring me and you.
Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
Uh-oh. There's my little Swede.
Internet.
Internet.
HTML code.
Welcome.
Welcome.
It's Freddy's my little Swedish man.
What the fuck?
He's my little
Pick up,
Swedish
you motherfucker.
Man. I'll
Whoa,
fight
Whoopi's
you for him,
really
soccer
off the,
kick
off
fan.
The chain.
He's cursing.
Hello?
What's the matter with this motherfucker?
Oh, I thought you went away.
He's on drugs. He's on drunks and drugs and stuff.
What happened?
He picked up but didn't talk.
Weirdo.
I didn't hear anything. Weird.
Yeah.
It just like went silent. I thought it dropped for a second.
That was a him thing. Okay.
Oh, it's so silent.
Oh.
calling Mary Acres Inn. This is Melissa. How can I help you?
Wait, Melissa, I was using like on the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
It was okay, but then like I started doing some research about like 9/11, and now it's not working. And I type like George Bush, and it says error, like 404. Is it like broken? What's going on? Because I was doing my like a research paper on 9/11.
Yeah, I don't think it's broken because I just logged my CV into it.
Is that why? Okay, is it because of the George Bush?
What about George Bush?
Because I'm doing research. I'm writing a paper. And that's when it started going all wonky, like all wonky style.
Because
I was looking up like facts, facts and figures about George Bush.
I'm honestly not sure if that would cause any problems.
Should I not do that?
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with looking up anything about George Bush.
And 9/11.
Well, if you're doing a research paper on it, I mean, you got to
look research up facts. Purposes. Yeah, I find the facts, and I can't find them because it's like 404. Facts not found.
Try going to ChatGPT.
Oh, it said I can't. It doesn't have those answers. It was like, I don't know what you're trying to do. Trick, I can't. Something about Israel or something, it said.
I don't know. That's strange.
And it said I gotta, you know, ask an adult or something like that.
It's telling you to go ask an adult?
Yeah, I can't. It says you can't. Ask your pastor.
Oh, my God. You gotta love AI.
I think it's because George Bush.
Try getting off of our internet and just going off your data and see what it does.
Oh, they shut it off.
Your data?
Yeah, because I think it's because of the George Bush thing. You gotta reboot the router.
I'm not allowed to touch any of that.
Yeah. A hammer. No. I mean, like unplug it.
I'm not allowed to touch hammer. Any of it.
Well, you just use the hammer, and then maybe that's why the phone don't work. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Can I use your phone?
My phone?
Yeah, does it have data?
No, and it's connected to the internet, and it's working just fine.
But can you put it on your data, and then I want to ask your ChatGPT about that guy.
I mean, if you want to come up here, you can. You're more than welcome to.
All right, I'll be there. Okay. You got a keyboard you plug into it?
No.
Ah, shucks.
I'm gonna be leaving here in just a little bit.
Is someone else coming with a phone? Do they have data?
There's somebody up here. Yeah.
Okay, we can put all the phones together for maximum data.
Okay, well, just come up here and we'll figure it out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. I love you.
What a weirdo.
Oh, no. My internet's breaking.
No. Oh, my God.
No.
The show you're listening to.
I don't know if I believe him.
RogueServer.com/Whoopi. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey this evening, Whoopi. It's May 21st, 2026. It's 10:49 and 54 seconds. plus Meridian Eastern Standard Time. Daylight savings is in full effect. Welcome to the show. The Whoopi Whipsaw with Who Does Carthor O'Donegan Beam Tiff Wasted Wild One and Whoopi.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ah. Oh. Oh. Mm.
Oh, who's going?
You are.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any ideas.
Robin, how can I help you?
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Do you guys have any fugitive sighting down there?
How much is it for tonight?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
It is... I'm sorry, what did you ask me?
Do you guys have any fugitive sighting down there?
And who is this again?
My name's Jacoby, but I never did introduce myself.
You sound like a scam artist, and this
What's
is a hotel.
What's the scam here? Trying to collect a bounty for felons on the run? People are jumping bail?
So you call instead of hunting them?
This is part of the process, ma'am. Hotel? I call here, and you tell me the answers I need, and then I come down there,
and I
put them in the handcuffs.
That's not how that works. Legally, hotels can't disclose who has been anywhere. And as a front desk receptionist, how would I know who a fugitive is and who's not?
I don't know anyone who's got, like, tattoos or, like, comes in a prison jumpsuit.
Oh, my God, you probably got tattoos as a bounty hunter. I see, like,
damn straight.
Pants and tattoos.
I got my whole left arm's just black. I had it tattooed a solid color black.
Right. Are you a fugitive?
No, not yet.
Oh gosh, that's horrible.
Yeah. I like that
you
one
have
guy.
A wonderful day.
I can't. I can't.
Right. Yeah. Do your job and go find them. Go look around.
This is part of my job is talking to y'all down there.
No, we don't need police. Don't even call like that.
No, because. I'm trying to get a couple De Niro. I'm trying to get my bank account swole.
That's like a really deep
I'll give you half the bounty. So how's that sound?
You're not a bounty hunter to make a difference in the world.
I'm like, you know, you ever see the movies and they're like getting bounties?
No, I work too much to watch movies. I'm a really hardworking person.
No, because it's like in the popular culture.
Right, I'm not part of that culture.
Oh. But in that one movie where they're putting all the guys in the wagon and taking them in, it's $100,000.
Oh, is that a slave movie?
Slave movie?
Wagon? Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's horrible.
Why are we talking about slaves now?
You said somebody gathered people up and put them in some wagons.
Like at the end of the movie, but they're real bad guys.
Is it like a cowboy movie?
They're just like, you know, they're coming. They all had bounties on their
heads.
They all had bounties.
Slaves had bounties too.
Oh my goodness, I didn't expect it to go this route.
Yeah, me neither.
You have such a larger power level than I do, and I can't even compete with this.
No, I'm a holy troll, professional for God.
Like, your power level is, like, way in excess of mine, and I can't even, I'm scared to go any further. I'm not sure what...
Is it because I'm black? What is happening here?
Well, you have that aspect going on with you, and, like, you know, and then you're saying slavery and stuff, and then I'm saying bounties, but, like, you're, like, the power level difference is exceeding mine, and I feel woefully underpowered.
Gosh, I really wasn't trying to do that. I'm not bored because I have things to do, but it was getting to be interesting. So,
well, can we just hang out there and like look at pictures?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, we don't allow loitering.
Okay.
All right, you have a great night.
You too. Thank you. I love you.
All right, bye-bye.
You did it correctly. Good job. That was yes.
She said she's a holy troll. Good girl.
Power level.
Uh-huh. That was good.
Good corn. Oh my goodness.
Is Cloud still here? Oh. I miss him.
Who?
Excuse me, O'Donagan? Are you still here? Just sucks. Okay, go ahead.
Who wants to go? Quality in.
Thank you for calling the Quality Inn at Albany Hall in Albany. For a new reservation, please press 1. To speak with our front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Hello, this is Quality Inn front desk. How may I help you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm not sure if you're super duper busy right now. I guess it's like a 2 or 3 parter. Do you folks have any like ring lights or like a flashlight that I could borrow for, I don't know, 10 minutes?
We don't have it.
No?
No.
Okay. Okay. Maybe, I don't know if you'd be able to come to my room and help me. Maybe even just like use your, the flashlight on your phone. I could give you about $50. What's going on? I need some. I'm an OnlyFans model, and I'm like a foot model. I need somebody to come, just take a few pictures of my feet, and preferably with a flashlight or something.
Oh, we are very busy tonight.
You are. Well, I mean, can you? You're not able to slip up? Like, they're really, really cute feet. And like I said, I could give you, $50. Honestly, I could give you $100 for, 5 minutes. Just to hold your flashlight in front of my feet.
No, I'm very busy. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, is it because you think they sound big?
Uh-oh.
I wanted to talk about my feet being really big.
Said no to defeat.
No
defeat.
He's really busy. Otherwise,
he would have totally done it if he wasn't so
totally
busy.
Not as a weirdo, just as a nice guy.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Dudley speaking. How can I help you?
Do you have any floodlights or anything like that? We ran out of pretty much everything up here.
Do we have any what?
Floodlights or anything like emergency lighting?
Where are you at?
I'm in one of the rooms here. I want to know so whenever I go to the janitor's closet, I know what I'm getting into.
I really could not tell you. Latoya's going to be up here in a second if you want to call back.
Well, we just need to get some floodlights in here for the photo session.
I'm confused.
We got a Capri Kankle model, and we're trying to get good angles on these feet.
Okay, where are you at in the hotel?
In one of the rooms here. I'm not sure if you allow your hotel to be used for commercial purposes, like where we're using it for, so I am hesitating to give you the room number exactly. Yes, I am, ma'am, and I'm not even going to lie to you about that.
Okay, so you're a guest here.
Like off the books, under the table kind of guest.
I'm honestly really confused right now. And what are you trying to get into the janitor's closet for?
We're going to need to borrow some of your floodlights for the photo session, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. So like I said, you're probably going to have to call back and talk to the manager because I really have no clue what you're talking about, and I don't know if we even allow what you're talking about.
Floodlights, emergency lightings, big bright halogen bulbs going off, xenon bulbs. We got all manner of lighting happening here. We have emergency lighting. We have tornado siren lighting. We have everything up here, and we just need you to be aware.
So you're telling me that you already have that in your room?
We're going to acquire some from the janitor's closet if what we have isn't sufficient.
Okay, you're not, though. I'm saying, like, you can't, as a guest, you can't go into the janitor's closet and get anything out of there.
Well, like, what exactly is going to stop me, though? I have a license for this.
I'm confused. What do you mean what's going to stop you? If you go into the janitor's closet and you're not permitted, you don't work here, I'm going to call the police.
Well, I'll just go in there and you guys will be none the wiser. We have 5 million Kelvin lighting we need acquired here.
I understand that, but I don't understand, like, if you're not an employee here, you're not going into the janitor's closet, sir.
We need to borrow some of your lights, though.
What's your name?
My name?
Yes, sir. What's your name?
My name is Jacoby.
Okay, what's your room?
Well, I'm a friend of the family, so I'm not under that sort of jurisdiction at this property.
You're a friend of whose family?
The hotels.
Who? I'm saying who?
Like the hotel's family.
Right. Whose family are you referring to?
Like the hotel's friends of the family. Of that sort of situation upon which we inquire upon the inquiry which is delved upon it.
Okay, yes, sir. If you can't identify yourself and you don't work here, you can't go into myself.
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, but I don't know who you are. I don't know.
So many times and so many numbers and letters and names and sort of jurisdictions and you know.
But like I said, if you're not an employee here, you can't go into the janitor's closet for anything at all.
Well, ma'am, what we need to borrow is some of your emergency lighting.
Is there an emergency?
Well, we ran out of lights here, so in our perspective, it is an emergency, but from your perspective, it might be different.
Okay, so you're telling me that the lights in your hotel room work, correct? Your AC works, right?
The air conditioning?
Okay, yes, sir. So you can't get anything out of the janitor's closet. And like I said, if you want to call back at whenever the manager gets here around 11:30, then you can. But if I see anybody going into our janitor's closet on these cameras, then I'm calling the police.
Well, what if I need to borrow a mop?
There should be no reason you need to borrow a mop. We have housekeepers for that.
The sheets are wet.
Why would you need to mop sheets? That would make them more wet.
No, because they're soaked.
Why would the sheets be soaked, sir?
From the photo shoot. From the models.
So you're soaking the linen in water?
No.
So how would it be wet? I'm confused.
From the models. From the photo shoot.
Okay, but you just said the linen is soaking wet. So you're soaking the linen?
No.
How would the models get wet?
It's from the models. Like for the photo shoot. The sheets are soaked and we need to mop them.
How would you mop linen?
You just put the mop on them and then you take the water out. It's that easy.
You don't do that with cloth.
That's
exactly
what you do. No, that's exactly what you do. You do that. I've done that so many times for all the different photo shoots.
Yes, sir, but what I'm telling you is you cannot go into the janitor's closet. And if you do, I'm going to have to call the police.
I need a mop and a broom.
Okay, but you just said that you needed floodlights, and that's what you were going to go get from in there.
And that's the other part I need, because the lights in our room are all burnt out.
And you don't work here?
What do you think?
Okay, if you don't work here, then you can't use anything in the janitor closet.
We have to, because of the photo shoot. If I don't get these photos in, my heads are going to roll.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
You can't. We're on hold.
On account of the models. I think that's
Hello?
What happened to the light.
Hello?
Yes, this is the manager. How can I help you?
We just need to take some of your floodlights and one of your mops and a couple of your brooms.
Which room are you in?
And a vacuum cleaner. No, we don't need to do that because you're going to get pissed at us, I think.
Which room are you in, sir?
No, because you're going to get angry because we're using it for, like, business purposes.
She's gone.
I failed the speech check.
She was funny. Her manager ripped the phone away from her, I think.
Yeah.
She said, I have to go on hold, but they were like pointing at her and then pointing like to put it down.
I think we're going to start wrapping it up here.
It's late. Yeah, you did a long one.
Yeah, I think
we're also
we'll
pretty
be...
good and buzzed.
That's a nice thanks,
Whoopi.
Nice call the Park Inn by Radisson, Albany, Georgia.
I got a buzz.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm here with I met these guys earlier at the bar. I've got he won't tell me his name. He's a Swede. I've got my friend Whoopi. Are you able to come up to the room? Because the Swede, you can say hello. It's okay.
Hi.
Fine that you're here.
I'm sorry. Hello. Hold on, ma'am.
No. Huh? No. Come back.
He's dropping.
I took care of Ms. Thompson personally.
Okay.
So that's how I get up with the word total recall. Otherwise, we should always do
total
a
recall.
In-house list
okay.
and make
right?
sure that name matches the room
okay.
number.
Okay.
And then,
yeah,
of course,
you always check around to you if you don't know exactly who they are.
If I don't know who that person is, I'll ask
Douglas Quaid.
But I see a lot of these faces regularly.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, don't apologize. What was going on with that? Like, did you say Total Recall, like the movie?
So, I have a trainee here. I had a guest at the front desk, and you called at the same time. So, I'm juggling like an octopus, and I'm trying to understand what your request was.
Tentagadoo. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're a little bit busy, but I think it would be worth your while. I need somebody, hopefully you, because you kind of have a good attitude. The Swede took such a large poop. It goes all the way up to the rim, and I just need somebody else to come look at it.
All right, it sounds to me like you're having a plumbing issue with the bathroom.
Well,
am I hearing
no, I'm not really worried yet that it's not going to flush. What happened was the Swede came back to my hotel room. We were kind of, you know, blah, 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 and I was there with the other guy, and he had the bottles, and we were having fun. And, well, anyway, he took the biggest poop I've ever seen in my entire life, a perfect spiral, if you would. And he says, oh, you know, in Sweden, like, we all poop like this, and it's not like that in America.
Matt, what room are you in?
Well, I mean, are you going to come up and look at it?
Yeah, why don't you tell me your room number?
Oh, my God. Fuck yeah, dude. It's fantastic. Like, okay, so I'm in 214.
I'm on the way.
Okay. Hey, awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, I'll see you in a minute. I like making people come to doors and ask to look at poop. That's my new thing.
I'm here to see the dope.
Exactly. Show me the poop. Dentikadoo.
Skadoosh.
It's nothing special.
It's nothing special. Swedes only poop in perfect spiral.
Offer to bring it down to him.
Is who?
No, I'm a monster. I want them to come knock on doors. Hootis.
Where's Hootis?
Where's
Hootis?
Hey, I'm here. Do you have big feet? I want to look at them.
Hootis.
What about O'Donagan?
Miss O'Donagan.
We're doing the final call tonight.
The last call.
That was my last call.
I'm trying to get everybody their last call here. A wild one.
He's gonna do a 45-minute last call. Oh, now I know how to use some phone. Remember?
Oh, it's horrible.
Do you remember when we were pregnant, Whoopi?
Thank you for calling Hilton Garden in Albany. This is Desmond speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I went through a fire recently. I was just wondering if I could stay there.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can kind of hear you.
Yeah, it's the audio is... I went through a fire recently. I was just wondering if I could stay there.
You're wondering if you can stay here?
Yeah, I went through a fire.
Well, you'll have to come in to book a room.
Okay, I understand that, but can I stay there?
What?
If I can, because I went through a fire recently.
You were just fired recently?
No, I went through a fire, like, you know, like a blaze of fire. I went through it.
Oh, yeah, that should be fine. You just have to come in and book a room.
Because I look ugly because I went through a fire. You know, I got burnt. I just don't want people to look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my shoes are melted. You know, my skin looks a little ashy. You know the Batman villain Two-Face? That's how I look right now. Well, not to that effect, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Well, you'll have to come in to book a room.
Okay, how much oxygen is it? Because that's what happened to me. I was making pizzas, and then the thing blew up.
Say that again?
I was making pizzas, and my thing blew up. You know what pizzas are?
What a dick.
I know, he did not understand it.
Oh no.
Yeah, he didn't understand. I went through a fire.
Motel 6 Albany. For reservations, press 1. For the front desk, or to reach a guest, please press 0. Or hold. Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6, located in Albany, Georgia. For reservations or to speak with a guest or front desk representative, please dial 0.
I did.
She's ruining everything.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. May I help you?
I caught on fire earlier, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to come in.
What?
You know how, like, do you know about fire and everything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, like, a couple hours ago, like, whenever I was out in the parking lot, I actually caught on fire. And I'm not sure if, because I got a lot of smoke on me still. I'm not sure if I'm allowed in.
Where, in your room?
You have towels.
Where is the fire?
No, there's no fire currently.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no fire right now.
I don't understand what you're trying to say. What tried to explain me?
Well, I still got smoke on me from whatever I caught on fire hours ago.
Uh-huh.
Do you know about time and stuff and how time passes and how stuff can happen in the past?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
Do you know, like a couple hours ago?
Today?
Yeah.
Where is the fire?
There's no fire. There's no fire right now. But in the past, there was. Everything's
safe. But where?
At my place. At my house.
Place.
I knew it.
I shouldn't say fire at people who don't speak English.
No. No. As somebody would say, you're going to jail, man.
I'm going straight to jail.
Did I sound just like him?
Yes. Okay, does anybody else want a last call? Like, speak up, or have your words go unheard forever or something.
I'll do my last one.
Oh, speed.
Spring.
Oh. Rammer Jammer said you're going to jail.
By Wyndham, Albany. Located at 1525 Dawson Road, Albany, Georgia. Speak with front desk.
What happened?
That connection's awful.
I thought I did something wrong. That's good.
I always think that.
How can I help you?
I was just going to the bathroom here, and I kind of slipped forward.
Uh-huh.
I slipped down forward off the seat, so I kind of got a poop smear from the toilet down to the floor, and I'm sitting here in my poop.
Do you need me to call you an ambulance?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I just wanted to give you an update of what I'm currently doing right now.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom, obviously. It's the one with the toilet. Yeah.
You know you're calling a hotel.
Yeah, I'm in the hotel room. Well,
which
the bathroom.
Which room, sir?
Oh. Honey, which room is that? She says it's 2-something.
Okay, what do you need me to do, sir? You need some help?
Are we going to get in trouble for the mess?
Can we just clean it up? I think we can clean it up. I just wanted to call down there and let you know.
Yeah, I don't have anybody that can clean it up tonight.
Oh, no. I can probably clean it up myself, or my wife's going to clean it. She always cleans up after me.
Okay.
It's all over the wall, though.
Well, that's what I threw against the wall.
Okay, well, I mean, if you leave it like that, you'll be charged.
Oh, no. I'll clean it up, I promise. But would you like to come up here?
No, I can't leave the front desk. I don't have anybody else to be down here.
If you could have left the front desk, would you have come up here?
No, I don't go to rooms. I'm not allowed to go to the rooms.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. All right, I'm going to clean this up. And I think we'll be all good and ready to go, unless I got another BM coming.
Okay.
Oh, quick question. Can I use the sheets to clean it?
No.
Sheets are already completely soaked. I think it might help clean if the sheets are soaked already.
I'm not sure, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll figure out how to clean it up or have my wife do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Love you, hon.
Bye. I love poop. I mean, I don't. I just love saying it. It makes people feel all sorts of ways.
Does anybody else have any phone calls they're dying to make?
I'm done. Okay. I'm fucking done.
Oh, I guess this is the part where the show gets real quiet and serious. I'm Whoppy. This is the Whoppy Whipsaw every May 21st, 2026. It's 11:21 and 44 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time Daylight Savings, and welcome to the show. We're doing the last phone call. And you're welcome to listen. Drinking your rat did die today.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Good call, Meowie.
I finally heard from Meowie again.
G-G-O-G-Rama.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, are you the hotel?
Yeah, this is La Casa Inn.
Are you okay?
Who is this?
Hey, don't worry about it. Are you okay?
What?
Hey, don't worry about it.
Who the hell is this?
Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, well, you have a good
night. You got
night
something
too,
to hide? You got something to hide from me?
Get a fucking life, dude.
Are you hiding fugitives down there? Is that why you're
sketchy?
You're hiding fugitives down there.
Yeah, I got some. You want some? I'll tip them out to you.
Well, no, you can't have fugitives down there. That's not, it's against everything I stand for.
Okay, well, good for you.
Where's the real hotel clerk? Where's the real hotel clerk? You're suspicious.
You enjoying?
No. What's wrong with you? You're suspicious.
Maybe a bottle of lotion and a paper napkin.
bottle of lotion and a pepper napkin.
Would do for you.
What the fuck are you talking about, motherfucker? Is that the right, did I say the right words?
I don't know, buddy. Did you use the right words?
Yeah, I think I did.
Oh, good for you. We're learning something today.
Oh, you said fuck at me first, so I could say fuck at you all day long.
If you could get it up, yeah, definitely.
If I can get what up? If I can get fuck up? Are you drunk or on drugs?
Yes, I am. Can you help me? I need to borrow $10,000 to go to recovery.
I have had six beers.
Okay, you had six beers. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a heavy drinker. I drink normally.
Okay.
You sound like Mickey Mouse.
Oh my God, you're sissy then. That's what you sound like. Okay, good for you.
Are you hitting on me?
Hitting on you?
Yeah.
If you got about $20 million, then maybe, yes.
Are you cute?
Better than you?
No, I'm not sure if I'm cute or not.
Okay, well, I'm better than you?
You're cute. Well, if you're... I'm thinking if we're both cute, we could, like, you know... But I don't even think you... I don't even think you work there, to be honest.
Okay, well, too good for you, too bad for you, doesn't matter.
Too good for me.
I got nothing but all night long to bullshit around, so let's go.
Why are you so aggressive, first of all? And second of all, why are you so suspicious?
Because I'm neon white, that's why.
You're so suspicious for no reason, though, and that's suspicious for me.
Okay, well, too bad for you.
What if I wanted a room there? Now you're acting all weird at me, and I'm thinking there's some sort of nefarious activities.
Oh, yeah, yes.
You're
yes,
neon
yes.
White?
Yeah, I'm neon white.
What the hell does that mean?
That sign?
The sign?
Night.
Well, you know, do you want a couple bottles? Or can I check your eyes?
Well, look, you know where the hotel is?
Yeah,
it's called
the
Traveler's
Albany.
Inn.
You're the Albany.
Yeah, the Traveler's Inn. Yeah,
the
Traveler's
the
Inn.
You're the hotel.
Yeah, I work at the front desk at the Traveler's Inn, so if you want to swing by.
What the hell's wrong with you? Respectfully, what the hell's wrong with you, first of all? And second of all, what the hell's wrong with you?
I didn't take my medication today.
I had six beers.
Well, good. That's it. Good for you.
Well, I'm not a heavy drinker.
So you're a sissy.
I'm a sissy. That's your cup of tea, man.
Who are you calling a man? Call me Dad.
Sanj? Or the mayor? Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
I'm not okay either. So we're both equal on that front. Don't you
know? You gonna come meet me at the Traveler's Inn?
Well, don't you know what today is?
What's today?
It's 21st of May.
Oh, yeah! It's the day after yesterday!
Yeah, damn straight, and it's the day before tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that! Thank you!
You motherfucker, you!
You enjoying?
No. Yeah,
no?
I am.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah.
Alright, man.
Hey.
So... That's really good. So you had six beers? No medication? Missing some?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Great King Rat, he died today.
Who did?
Great King Rat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God bless his soul.
Yeah.
He was a good dude.
He was, man.
Man, he was. He could drink more than six beers, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty cool.
Let's catch up tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, man. You have a good night. We'll catch up tomorrow, okay?
You too, man. Thank you. I love you.
Take care. I love you too, buddy.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
I don't know what that was, but I love it.
Are you okay, Whoopi?
Yeah.
Good. That was amazing. What?
That's well done.
He was immediately aggressive.
Was that in Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What a cool guy.
Do you think he had just woken up?
Maybe.
All right, I'm gonna go quiet now because it's the quietest part of the show.
Oh, I think it's the end of the show, actually. Thank
you. Yeah, that's quietest.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Whoopi.
Good night.
Wonderful show.
Thank you, Whoopi. I love you.
Click on it.
A lot of good stuff happened to me. Dragonmere does the show, Wasted does the show, and Alaska does the show, State of Alaska, and Airhead does the show too. All on RogueServer.com. I'd like to thank everybody who participated in the chat today. Bunkins and guest 40 and 70 and Carter and Kilboss and Rammer Jammer and Snapuku and Scheme and Squid and Tiff and Wasted.
Sock somebody.
Yeah, and Soccer Kick Fan. 110. And Moldy. Everybody. Everybody.
O'Donagan.
O'Donagan, too. Thank you.
JuniorRat.com.
Oh, and Catalyst. Catalyst, too. And Dribbly.
Squid. And Rammer Jammer.
Yeah.
Meow.
Finally together once.
And all the Swedes.
Everybody, thank you.
Sure.